Hey guys, it's Dan. You know, a lot of you are writing to me with various food debates that you want me to settle. And over the last year, I'd say the one question you've asked more than any other is this: is cereal soup? So I decided to tackle this question with my friend Justin Warner. He's a chef and a regular on Food Network. Now, I believe that cereal is soup. Justin says it's not. I'll let him kick things off.
When was the last time you had a dry, generally grain-based item in a cold soup? Almost never. Never, actually. What are you going to do, put literally like puffed rice in cold cantaloupe soup? You know, I don't see it happening.
That sounds like a great idea. That sounds delicious to me.
Oh, I could do that, but I don't know that I would call it cereal at that point.
But would you call it soup?
I would call it soup, but I would no longer call it cereal.
So if you take a puffed rice cereal and you pour it into cantaloupe soup,
it is no longer cereal.
Why not?
Because cereal is...
All you've done is replace liquid cantaloupe in place of milk.
Right, but what are the accepted norms for cereal?
Justin, you are a man who does not typically lay down for accepted norms. You are a man who is an individual.
I understand that.
You are a man who breaks rules.
Listen, I've thrown a shot of espresso in my chocolate puffs.
There you go.
It's delicious.
Okay.
But that might be considered on the fringe of the accepted norms.
And you're saying cantaloupe soup is beyond the fringe.
Absolutely. At that point, it simply becomes soup. It is no longer cereal.
This is The Sporkful. It's not for foodies, it's for eaters. I'm Dan Pashman. And guess what, you guys? This special bonus mini episode comes with a video. I am super excited to tell you about a new web video series I'm hosting called The Snackdown. You know the debates you love to hear on The Sporkful? This is those debates, except in animated video form. I'm actually an animated spork. My kids are really into it. I'm doing the Snackdown with my friends at Cooking Channel. There are two episodes up so far. One is the debate you're about to hear with Justin Warner about whether cereal is soup. There are more to come. You can watch all the videos right now at cookingchanneltv.com/snackdown. And if you like it, please share it. Tell a friend. That way we can make more. Okay, back to the question at hand today. Is cereal soup? Here's Justin.
Soup, in general, is some sort of flavored liquid with something in it, correct?
It is a liquid food.
It is a liquid food, right? It doesn't have to have chunkage or something, you know?
Right, it could be monotextural.
It could be monotextural. So would you say that stock is soup?
Yes.
You'd say it's unseasoned, it's stock in its like lowest form, it's soup in its lowest form.
Right, most simple form, yes.
Right. So what is stock generally made of?
Water and meat and or vegetables.
True. So what I'm trying to say to you is that milk is not water. Milk is in its natural state. It is milk, right? It is already complete. The most basic element of what makes a soup is composed of other things. And the basic element of what makes cereal is milk, and milk is not composed of other things.
But if I just took water, filled a pot with water, cut up some carrots, threw the carrots in there, simmered them until they were soft, and then took a ladle, and I ladled the water and carrots into a bowl.
Yes.
Would that be soup?
It would be bad soup, but it would still be soup.
Right. Okay, I agree.
Yes.
But the water is still, in that case, essentially water. It has not been transformed.
It has been transformed.
Now how so?
It's been adulterated with carrots.
Have you never had cereal milk? Milk is adulterated with cereal when you add the cereal.
I understand. But what I'm saying is that there hasn't been enough transformation. Simply a mixture of milk and cereal does not constitute soup. It's not crafted enough.
Do you think soup has to be cooked?
No. If I'm going to make a cucumber soup, there's no point in cooking that.
But you think that when you make a cucumber soup, it is transformed enough to constitute soup?
Yes, because there are multiple ingredients that I'm adding to it, and because I've meddled with it. Soup is something that is created. If soup doesn't exist, you can't go pick soup off a tree, but I can go grab a teat.
And you have,
and cows
I'm
have
sure.
Teats, everybody.
Yes.
That's where milk comes from.
We don't need to censor that.
Right?
That's just nature, kids. let me try to make a little bit of a case to you, Justin.
Go for it.
We agree that soup is a liquid food.
True.
Okay. All liquid foods are soups.
No, not true.
Name another liquid food that is not a soup.
If I make chocolate milk.
That's a drink. Beverage is totally different.
Got it.
I mean, look, frankly, if you were to pour chocolate milk into a bowl and eat it with a spoon, you can make a pretty good argument that it's soup. And I would have to give that some serious consideration. You take cereal, you pour it into liquid. It's a liquid food in a bowl that you eat with a spoon. You can slurp it. And yes, it is transformed. By the act of adding the milk to the dry cereal, you are transforming both the milk and the cereal. The dry cereal is transformed by being added to the milk, and the milk is transformed by having the cereal added to it.
But see, I believe that there's a reason it is called stock. And see, stock is already made of things, but the milk is not made of things.
But not all soups are made with stock. Some soups are just water and a couple things. What if I take a bowl, I take a bag of carrots,
yes,
peeled carrots,
yes,
the little ones, and I pour them into the bowl.
Right.
As I would dry cereal into a bowl.
Right.
And then I take a pitcher of water, and I do a circular motion, and I drizzle and pour the water on top of the carrots.
Not soup.
And fill the bowl. Why is that not carrot soup? It might not be good, but why is it not carrot soup?
But there's not been enough manipulation. You know, that would be like if I told you, hey, I'm going to go put an ear of corn in water and call that soup. It's not.
So what would have to be done to those little bits of corn that I just poured water on top of for it to be considered soup in your eyes?
There would have to be some manipulation in terms of heat or a very, very prolonged steepage, or perhaps some sort of manipulation of shape.
A prolonged steepage, you say?
Yes.
So what if I were to take a bowl of cereal and let it sit out for 6 hours?
That sounds horrifying. Why would you do that just to prove your point, Dan?
To prove you wrong.
What kind of person are you?
And I would eat it and it would taste great because I would be right.
Ugh. Ugh. Okay, at that point, yes, but I think then you're losing the fundamental elements of what makes cereal cereal.
So you're saying it would become soup, but it would cease to be cereal?
Yes.
What if I were to take that and then add new fresh cereal in?
On top?
Yes.
What are you, like, perverse? This is scary stuff, dude.
I actually recommend pouring some cereal into the bowl, adding milk, letting it sit for a minute or two to get a little bit soft, and then adding more cereal so that you have textural contrast in your cereal bites. I think that's fantastic.
It is. It's true. Okay. It's a pro move.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So if you were to just take that move to an extreme and pour some cereal in, add milk, let it steep for long enough for it to be transformed by your definition, and then add in more dry cereal, would that then be both cereal and soup?
No, it's not cereal. It's not, because you're simply adding stuff to something that was already soup. You can't go back from soup.
But you can go back from cereal?
I feel like yes, kind of you can.
So, where do you stand? Watch the animated version of this debate, take a side, and tell your friends about it while you're at it. There's another episode up now featuring comic Mike Kaplan, where we tackle the timeless question, is a taco a sandwich? That video includes discussion of various animal hybrids, including centaurs and ligers. You really gotta see it. You can find all the episodes of The Snackdown at cookingchanneltv.com/snackdown or through Cooking Channel's Facebook and Twitter pages. My thanks to Justin Warner, who you heard in this episode. You've also seen him on Food Network. He wrote a great food science-y cookbook called The Laws of Cooking and How to Break Them. Check it out. This show is produced by Ann Sani, Jocelyn Gonzalez, Katie Wendt, Mike Singer, and me. Editing help from Dan Charles. Music help from Black Label Music. Clip material provided courtesy of Cooking Channel. Until next time, I'm Dan Pashman.
And I'm Phoebe. From Potomac, Maryland, I'm 13 years old, and I'm reminding you to eat more, eat better, and eat more better.